From the Dairy in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to Raising the Bar with Boulder Ballet. And what a fun show we have for you this evening. We're chatting with Matilda Smith, who is cast as Clara in The Nutcracker. An extra special treat, we've got Lindell Smith, her mom, joining us as well. So, Lindell, Matilda, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, Lindell, I'd really like to start by asking you, we were chatting about doing a podcast, and you said The Nutcracker is so important to your family. And I mean, I love The Nutcracker. I absolutely love it. I hear music and it transports me back to my childhood and things that I heard from it. But I think you like it way more than I do.
Well, I would definitely say it transports me also back to my childhood. It was a family of five, three girls, and we were all ballet students. My mom also took ballet, and we grew up listening to The Nutcracker and going to The Nutcracker at a very, very, very young age. In fact, I can't remember the first time I've ever heard it because it was just always played at Christmas time. My sister, 7 years older than me, was cast in several roles in our local production. And the year that she was slated to be Clara, this is my sister, the orchestra went on strike, where there was some trouble with the venue or something out beyond their control. So she actually sadly didn't get to be Clara that year. But so there was always this growing up, this, you know, the role of Clara was like the ultimate, like, holy grail for any dancer. And I myself also was in ballet, but I was in The Nutcracker as well. I was an angel, and I couldn't continue, though, because I was diagnosed with scoliosis and had to get surgery, which then prevented me from doing ballet after that point when I was 12. So, you know, here I have Matilda, who just loves ballet and started off so young as well. And I just feel like it's such a blessing that, you know, finally one of us family gets to be Clara.
Now, Matilda, how long have you been doing ballet?
Well, I've been dancing since the age of about two, and I started out dancing with Boulder Ballet when I was three, and I did it for about 2 years, but then decided to kind of go on a different path and try some new things. So I tried about like five new different styles of dance, and I did other sports, but I, like, there always was something, you know, not right. So when I was about eight or nine, I decided to come back, and I fell back in love with it.
And have you been in The Nutcracker before? And if so, what has been your favorite role to this point?
Actually, I've never been in The Nutcracker before due to COVID, because the age that I was available to be in The Nutcracker was just when COVID started. So, and last year I just didn't make the cutoff because vaccines weren't available for people under 12 at that time, and I was 11, so I didn't get it to be in it last year. But so this is extra special that my first Nutcracker, I get to be Clara.
What was it like for you to see your name when the cast came out to see Clara, and there's your name right there at that part?
It was crazy. I was really anticipating it the whole week. I was really nervous, but I thought I did pretty good at the auditions. I tried my best, and I woke up one morning and my friend called me from dance, and she was like, "You got Clara." And I didn't believe her. I was like, "No, I didn't." But then I went and saw the cast list, and I was just amazed. It was a great moment.
Lindell, how did you feel when you found out?
Well, honestly, the night before, in the middle of the night, I woke up and something said to me, "Matilda's got Clara." It was the weirdest thing. And then when it happened, of course, when she told me, I was so surprised. And I just feel so blessed after, you know, all the hardships of COVID, and we lost two grandparents. And, you know, it seemed for so many years, these last few years, things weren't going, you know, our way in many respects, and some hardships. And then finally, with her being cast as Clara, it was like this shining light, like, oh, you know, good things do happen, you know? So it was great.
So, Matilda, you're coming in. There's new choreography that is, you know, obviously it's the same story, but it's being told very differently, and it's really fun. And one of the things I really am enjoying about being in one of the smaller roles there is that I get to watch all the rehearsals and watch the choreography as it comes together. And it's really fun to be watching you and see you pick things up so quickly. How are you able to remember what the director tells you to do or asks you to do? You've just got it down. It's amazing to watch you pick that up.
Yeah, it's really hard. I sometimes actually have trouble with picking up choreography fast, but after a while, you really just have to zone in and just, and if you don't remember, usually the day before, I like watch all the videos and practice. It is a lot.
So you do practice at home, and the videos and everything like that are helping you.
Yes, definitely.
And Lindell, how are you making it so that Matilda has a good area to practice at home?
Well, we're sitting in it right now. We kind of converted part of our basement to a little studio. So she has a portable bar. She has kind of flooring. What we'll probably improve that. She has all of her, you know, PT props that she uses and her point shoes are down there and up here. And so she, you know, she's dancing just for fun around the house or wherever we are forever. So it was clear after a while that she really just needs her own dedicated space in the house to move and, you know, practice and do her PT and everything. So.
Now, Matilda, do your friends at school understand what a big role this is that you have been cast in?
Yeah, I think some of them. The week of the auditions, I was just talking to my friends about it the whole week because I was so anxious that whole week. And I have another friend who's a dancer at a different studio, and it's really nice to have her because I'm allowed to talk about dance to her and she will understand. But yeah, my friends at school, they understand, you know, what I do, but you know, they, I don't think that they, some of them really understand like how big deal this is to me, but yeah.
And what are you most nervous about? And I'm going to get into a few questions like that. What are you most excited about? Things like that. But is there anything especially that makes you, gives you real butterflies right now?
It's like usually what happens to me when I perform is I'm very nervous before I go on stage and very jittery. But once I step out on that stage, it's just a different feeling. It's this feeling of excitement, but also nervousness. And I think that I am really nervous, but I think that by the end, I'll have it down and I'll, you know, either way, even if I, you know, absolutely know the choreography and I have everything down perfect, I'll still be nervous. And I think that that's okay and that's normal. And, you know, when I get onto that stage, I'm just going to be excited.
And Lindell, same question to you. I mean, as a parent, I think it's more nerve-wracking when we're watching our kids do something than it is when we're doing it.
You know, the biggest thing for me is just being emotional. I think, you know, I just had the sinus surgery and they tell me I'm not supposed to cry.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to handle that when I see my girl up there as Clara. And that the music, as I mentioned before with you, for both of us and my entire family, the music is so significant and... I think that Tchaikovsky is truly one of the best storytellers in classical music, and some of the score is just so emotional. So for me, I don't think I'm going to be nervous because I feel really confident with Matilda's ability and her maturity. It's just I'm going to be probably pretty emotional.
And Matilda, what are you most excited about? What are you most looking forward to?
Like I said before, I'm just really excited for that feeling when I get on being performing is one of the best feelings in the world, and I just love it so much, and I'm so excited to do it even more, especially with the Nutcracker, because I'm dancing and I'm up on that stage, you know, more than I've ever been. So that's really exciting.
I've got to say, when you hear the orchestra playing and the curtain opens and you're at Mackey Auditorium, that is an incredible feeling. And you're going to be out there all by yourself, taking in, everybody's going to be focused on you.
Yeah, including an entire row of our family.
So you've got a whole row booked.
Actually, a row plus four. So, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. So do you know if your friends are going to be coming, Matilda?
Yeah, I have a couple of them coming, and some that actually are in. I have another one of my friends that is in the level below me, and she's in Cast B, so she's actually coming to my show, which is super special, and I'm super grateful that she's coming. And I have a couple friends from school that are coming, and I'm really grateful that I have friends that support me with what I do and what I love. So that's really awesome that they're coming. Yeah.
Lindell, anything you'd like to say in conclusion?
No, this was really fun to get the chance to talk to, you know, you about it and share kind of our enthusiasm and what it means to us, and know that you kind of understand, because it is sort of this niche thing for, you know, true Nutcracker lovers and, you know, for people that are kind of, it's a part of their blood, you know. And that's definitely for us, for sure. We feel it. We feel it for sure.
And Matilda, how about a shout out to get people to come watch you perform as Clara?
Go to the Nutcracker for Boulder Ballet at Mackey Auditorium. It's going to be super cool and it's super exciting. Yeah. It's a great way to kick off the holiday season. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you both, Lindell and Matilda Smith, for joining us on Raising the Bar. And I really wish you a very amazing performance. Thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
For Boulder Ballet, I'm George Thomas.